Hi everyone, my name's Liam, and I'm here today to talk about an amazing weekend activity I recently participated in. I usually spend my free time at home playing video games, so my parents encouraged me to get out and try something creative. I initially thought I was signing up for a traditional painting class, as that's what the community centre usually offers. But actually, it turned out to be a collaborative sculpture workshop, which ended up being incredibly engaging. I assumed the session would be led by a strict school teacher, or maybe a local gallery curator. However, our facilitator, Sarah, is actually a professional theatre designer. She brought so much energy to the room and really knew how to manage a large group of energetic teenagers. Before building anything, we needed to brainstorm our collective vision. I was hoping we'd get to use fancy digital tablets to map out our ideas, as I love technology. But instead, Sarah handed each of us a plain sketchbook to roughly outline our concepts. It forced us to rely on our basic drawing skills and really think about the physical shapes. We had to agree on a central theme for the piece. A few kids strongly campaigned for an ocean theme, wanting to make a giant octopus, and someone else suggested outer space. In the end, though, we collectively voted to focus on local nature, as we wanted something deeply connected to our everyday surroundings in the town. Once that was settled, we looked at our materials. For the main structure, I was fully expecting to get my hands dirty with heavy clay, but since we were building something colossal that needed to stand up on its own, we utilized thick cardboard instead, reinforcing the fragile joints with plenty of flexible wire. We started assembling the pieces in the middle of the room. We had briefly discussed constructing a mountain shape or even a giant flower, but we ultimately decided to build an enormous oak tree, with its branches stretching right up to the ceiling of the studio. It took hours of taping and tying to get it completely stable. Once the base was done, we needed materials to adorn it. Rather than just opening packets of glitter or plastic beads from the craft store, Sarah took us on a scavenging walk to a nearby public park to see what interesting organic items we could find. While we were wandering around the green spaces, I initially wanted to gather handfuls of wild flowers to glue onto the branches to make it colourful. However, Sarah strictly warned us that picking those was prohibited by the council, so we had to look for other items that had already fallen to the ground. Some people started piling up dry twigs, and I noticed some beautiful autumn leaves. But what really brought our artwork to life were the naturally shed bird feathers we discovered scattered near the duck pond. We gathered dozens of them, and they looked absolutely stunning attached to the cardboard branches, giving the whole sculpture a brilliant texture. By the end of the day, we were incredibly proud of our collaborative giant tree. I thought we'd just get a framed photograph of the group standing next to it to take home as a memory, but amazingly, Sarah had set up a camera in the corner all day and emailed us all a brilliant time-lapse video of the entire construction process. It was a fantastic record of our hard work.